This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
Crumbling roads, dwindling budgets, dangerous bridges, old sewer systems, and no room for growth. Let's face it, the state of infrastructure in the United States is reaching critical proportions.
WILO presents a chance to talk about it on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 a.m. right after Party Line. Join Ken Hartman and Russ Casper as we talk with local officials from the Frankfort Street Department, the Clinton County Highway Department, NDOT, the Chamber of Commerce, among others.
The Infrastructure Summit on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 in the morning, brought to you by the station keeping you connected.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we make loans that encompass all your vehicle needs. From RVs to motorcycles, cars, trucks, ATVs, and more. If it has wheels, we have the right rates and the right loan for you. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It is a Wednesday morning. My name's Kevin Keith. Our sponsors include Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. As promised, DJ Sebastian joining us on the telephone this morning. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and is it coming for your job? DJ, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I think there's probably some of us out there who are thinking that artificial intelligence has already kind of came for our job or is at least trying to take part of our jobs. We see this develop more and more every day. There is more technology out there. We were talking here on the program. There's some restaurant out in California that's making Big Macs with a robot, you know, and that robot does not need a smoke break, doesn't need a lunch break. You don't have to pay it, you know. So if we're talking that in fast food and then we get into industrial and stuff, I guess the question is artificial intelligence coming for our jobs?
It is in some respects, and what you just referenced, Kevin, is the robot automation that we've seen. We've seen it in factories. You know, pretty much was introduced about 20 years ago, where these robots replaced many skilled factory workers, including up at that large Caterpillar engine facility up the road in Lafayette where I visited many times. The difference is now artificial intelligence is automating routine tasks that have historically been performed by white-collar human workers. So that's the next wave of that automation. And it's creating a revolution in my vocation, selling, as well as in other professional vocations that were previously thought to be safe from displacement. In fact, in the sales world, in the next few years, up to half of sales jobs could be eliminated or reduced in function.
I want to talk, you know, we don't always think about the sales aspect jobs being affected. I want to talk about that in a moment. A couple years ago, I worked at a factory in Indianapolis, and I worked side by side with a robot. And, you know, I would run the bearing press and put it on there, and then a robot would grab it and put a couple things on it. And it was drive shafts, actually, for a Toyota Camry. And it's amazing how these things can work, you know, side by side with us, but they don't get tired. And you really can't blame a business for trying to save some money and have a more reliable workforce in some areas. But is there anything that's safe these days? Here at the radio station, we have automation equipment, which helps us when there's not a live DJ sitting in front of the board.
It's certainly going to transform a lot of the world of work. You mentioned in your factory in Indianapolis, working side by side by a robot. Well, that robot might have replaced three or four skilled welders or assembly people. But you were still there doing, you know, loading up the robot, making sure that things were working. So it does change the scope of the work. Oftentimes it creates opportunities for engineering functions that would be needed to program those robots or design how they work in the factory. But it you know, and we have been losing a lot of our manufacturing base. So the white collar area is really the next target for what we call artificial intelligence.
What, I guess maybe we've already answered this question, but what professions are most vulnerable? Are we looking at the factory and then maybe some restaurants down the road?
No, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So artificial intelligence is on the way to transform our society. Some is going to provide great benefit. Some will dramatically impact jobs and the livelihood of many people in the workforce. So where AI does well, artificial intelligence does well, is where it can crunch through large volumes of data to make decisions or perform routine tasks that could be displaced. I'll give you a couple examples. The medical profession. Artificial intelligence can read and understand medical journals, which focus on the latest treatments and care programs for cancer patients. And then AI can make recommendations to oncologists so they could prepare the best treatment plan. In radiology, artificial intelligence can look at x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans to find anomalies that could signify potential health issues. And in some cases, these might not be obvious to the human eye. One of the areas where artificial intelligence is providing benefit is in agriculture. So capturing large volumes of data on the farm. For example, using topology, crop density, and GPS data that are captured on a combine, yield predictions can be calculated. And for the farming business side, financial factors can be analyzed, like comparing seed prices along with their yield potential and comparing various interest rates for operating loans that affect their net income. And a lot of this technology related to agriculture is coming out of Purdue University. And there are other professions, the legal professions, consuming legal briefs and examining the volumes of data to make a recommendation on strategies.
Wow.
And marketing and financial services, for example, in insurance, artificial intelligence can analyze submitted claims to detect fraud and automatically process claims. There's a lot of people in call centers and claims adjusters that currently perform those jobs. So it's becoming much more prevalent. And what's happening is the technology, it's more than just robots. The emergence of artificial intelligence, there's two really breakthrough technologies that have emerged in the last few years. One of them is smart natural language communication between humans and machines that can conduct virtual conversations in natural language using voice or text or video channels. If you were on a call, if you were on a chat in a customer support call center, sometimes you can't tell whether on the other side of the conversation it's a person or it's a bot because they're getting very good.
The other part,
as far as the breakthrough technology, is what we call a cognitive engine. This actually simulates the process of thinking and reasoning like the human brain. Earlier, it was required that this intelligence be pre-programmed. Now, with this cognitive engine, it actually performs simulated thinking and reasoning like what would happen in the human brain.
So going back to the ag, I saw something on Facebook last summer. Somebody had had the money, I guess, to purchase the program, and they could program their combine to actually drive in the field for them. They just told them, you know, the coordinates, and the combine did the work. Now, that something like that's a true game changer. I don't know if we're there yet for, you know, rolling out for everybody, but, you know, there's it just you never know where it'll come from, I guess.
Exactly. The whole discussion on automated vehicles, replacing human drivers with freeway drivers, you know, cars, automated cars, and the actual trucking industry is looking at this so that they could just continue. You know, they don't, these automated trucks would not need to stop at rest stops for 8 hours to get sleep for the driver. But the same applies. You know, the automated combine is the same kind of concept.
So something that's kind of near and dear to your heart, how does this affect the sales profession? Because we don't always think about that, DJ, when we're thinking about automation.
Right. So a lot of my colleagues always thought that they were replaceable. And I've seen that that is really changing. So there's three factors, really, that are converging to form a perfect storm for the sales profession, and that's why it's going to be transformed. Number one is customer buying trends are changing. Increasingly, customers are comfortable doing research on their own, buying products and services online, often without the help from a salesperson. In fact, over 90% of buyers surveyed prefer to make purchases online rather than interact with a salesperson. So there is a salesperson avoidance factor that comes into play. Number two, social communication trends. So much of our interaction in our personal and business world is now electronic. People would rather text and email and chat online rather than pick up the phone and talk to somebody. It seems nobody wants to talk to each other anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, artificial intelligence can conduct what we call conversational commerce. These are conversations that used to require a face-to-face meeting from a salesperson or a phone call can often be handled through these other channels like email or chat or text. It's very impersonal. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Salesforce productivity. Sales organizations frequently suffer from low productivity and high turnover. And some of that's because companies operate with an extremely short-term mindset. That is, deliver quickly or hit the road.
Right.
And executives are constantly looking for ways to increase productivity and find new tools that will help them generate more revenue.
DJ, is there one or two things that you could maybe give people as some advice, maybe particularly for white-collar people to be, I guess, remain relevant? Or at least set themselves up for the best positioning here in the future? Because this isn't slowing down.
That's exactly right. Yes, there's a couple things. the sales professionals I coach, our approach is brick by brick, and it applies to other professions also. Embracing the personal qualities like integrity and passion and creativity and perseverance, those can serve as a foundation and are absolutely required to succeed, and even more so when, you know, you need to build those personal skills to combat artificial intelligence.
Yeah, very,
so know,
very
know, good. Know as much about your business, your customer's business, or your organization so you can know about those key challenges and, you know, be able to offer a solution that will provide significant value. Leveraging your creativity. AI cannot yet match the creativity of the human brain.
Great point.
So there's a lot of, there's still going to be a lot of valued consultants that are going to be in those sales roles that can come up with innovative ideas, whether they're in engineering or they're in sales or they're in marketing. Those are always going to be around. And then finally, sharpen your communication skills. Great communicators will never be replaced.
All right. Yeah, I like that. That's good. You know, you don't think about the creativity and some people kind of like that. They feel a little more comfortable when they do have somebody that has got some integrity, like you said, and the creativity. At least the AI hasn't matched that yet, but that could be down the road too. That's a little scary. Where they could actually think, you know, and perform tasks in a real-time effort there. DJ, if there's someone out there this morning who's listening and they may have a question or something, they didn't get a chance to phone in, what's the best way to maybe find out more about AI and technology, and maybe there's a question I didn't ask that somebody would like to ask? Is there a web page or a way to get in contact with you? Because, like we said, this isn't going away. I'd like to maybe talk to you later on this year and see just how far we've come.
Sure, it'd be great to do an update, Kevin. But yes, I can be reached at my website is www.thetechseller.com, and that's THETECH seller.com. My email address is DJ@thetechseller.com.
Very good. We appreciate your time this morning, and I'll put you in a special note on my desk, a special pile here, and we'll see if we can't do an update maybe late summer or something.
Sounds great. Kevin, I enjoyed the discussion.
Appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you very much. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left in the program, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next on WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. Clinton County Daily News.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our community. communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the IBN over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on a Wednesday morning, about 10 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and I. We'd love to talk to you, 659-3338. Want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, committed just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. WILO News Director Ken Hartman joins me again for the last couple minutes. Ken, there is definitely a new sheriff in town.
Without a doubt.
We've got a couple press releases over the last 3 or 4 weeks about just cleaning up some messes, frankly, at the Clinton County Sheriff's Department.
And basically at the jail.
Yeah, at the jail. A lot going on there. We didn't know what the whole details were, and we're finding out more. Sheriff Rich Kelly has been kind enough to continue to provide us with press releases and keeping us up to date on this. However, we did see a little bit on WLFI yesterday and gave them credit and decided to run with the story. But some possible legal activity between two women working for Aramark, which is a well-known food service agency in the area and throughout the state. So some of these ladies...
And a jail inmate.
Yeah. So it gets a little...
I should say inmates.
Plural, right?
Yeah, it is.
So some court documents obtained say a couple of the women who worked for Aramark allowed inmates to use their cell phones while in jail. Prosecutors also discovered phone calls between the women and inmates that were sexual in nature. Also, some hanky-panky taking place at a Frankfort gas station while one of these individuals was on work release. So
it was work.
Yeah, it was work, all right. So everything sexually explicit, and of course, inmates aren't supposed to have phones and, you know, make those calls. So you could really hurt a lot of integrity on that.
Right, having true.
So a couple of arrests have been made. You can find out the full details at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
So, but that's three separate incidents, and then about 2-3 weeks now it's come out of the jail. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know. His term just started.
Yeah.
So kudos to him. And he and Ashley just had their latest baby.
And Ashley and the baby were both at the county council meeting yesterday.
Oh, it's a cute little.
I know. I've seen it.
I think it's a girl, right?
I think it is. Think,
yeah. Saw it on Facebook over the weekend. Yeah. So congratulations to them. Russ Casper joining us on the line for the last couple minutes of Party Line. Russ, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Trying to stay dry.
I've listened to part. Someday we'll have this automated, so yeah. You guys can sleep in.
Yeah, all right.
Can you imagine having a talk show that's done by a bot? Yeah, that would be interesting.
Welcome to Party Line. Yeah, no.
I hope you have a nice day. What's your opinion?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, there's, like I was telling this guest, we use automation here at the radio station. We're all for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Some radio stations,
let's be clear, some radio stations that don't want to get involved in the community, they just take a feed from the bird.
Yeah.
From the internet or whatever, and, you know, they have their tower on the top of a mountaintop someplace, and they just feed it as a part of maybe 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, 7 different transmitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we still try to do the right thing on both of our radio stations.
It's more expensive to do it.
It absolutely is.
Do it the way we're doing is more expensive, no question.
But you have to do it if you're going to do good radio and be able to sleep at night.
Well, you hope people appreciate it. I mean, you know, I will tell you that, you know, we're making payroll right now. And, you know, to have all these moving parts, play-by-play and you know, a fully dedicated news director. And I'm not complaining at all. It's just, it all adds up, you know.
Right.
The transportation to get to and from these meetings. You know, people sometimes, maybe they realize it, maybe they don't. But playing the tunes is much cheaper.
Yes, you're right. Well, I don't know. We don't want to ever go down that road, at least while you and I are here, Russ.
Right, absolutely. So. No, we're dedicated to community service. That's in our DNA, no question. I did want to mention that something's kind of interesting that we could put on the people's radar if they're interested. My mother and father, of course, have both passed. We're having an auction of some interesting stuff, actually. You might want to, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, at the Rossville Auction Services, at Rossville Auction Services, on March the 21st, at 6 p.m., you're going to see a lot of the Vernon, Lillian, Casper memorabilia and goodies and all that.
So that's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A week from tomorrow. That's the 21st of March at the Rossville Auction Services, and it, you know, we'll see what happens. There's some things from his international travels will be in there, and some dolls, if you like dolls, and I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Right.
But, you know, we could only absorb so much. You know, there comes
sure.
a point where, you know, what are we going to do?
Right. And for as many years as Vern and Lillian lived out there, I mean, holy cow, right? There, you just acquire things, right?
See, they had both their offices out there, and that's where they went to work every day.
Yeah.
And so anyway, March the 21st, Marcus is the auctioneer, and that'll be on March the 21st, which that's a Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, 1 week from tomorrow, yes.
1 week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at 6 p.m.,
all right. I've never been to one of those. When I used to drive home going to West Lafayette, I would see it every Thursday night and, you know, always had a big contingent of folks out there. But I don't know. If I could squeeze that into my time, I might go up there and get a end table for 30 cents or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, just out of curiosity, you might want to check and see. Every time my mom went on a trip, she would get a doll from that country. And it's amazing what she was able to accumulate over the years. So.
It's amazing how many people collect those dolls, too. Those are kind of hot items now.
Well, she doesn't have any dolls from Mars or the moon, but she has dolls okay. from pretty much every place else.
All right.
So anyway. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. I know we're coming up against a hard break here. So.
Yeah, we appreciate the call as always, Russ.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Ken, what's on your agenda for today? You got one more meeting later, right?
I've got a meeting at 2 o'clock with the Board of Works. That comes up at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, I've got a 10 o'clock meeting with Renee Crick from Central Dispatch. Next week is Severe Weather Preparedness Week. I'm going to talk with Renee tomorrow at 10. Friday, I've got a special Board of Works meeting at 1. I'm going to be out at Purdue Extension at 4 o'clock on Friday with the Operation Kid Safe.
Oh, you're going to go out to that?
Yeah,
okay.
And then also I've got a legislative breakfast at 8:30 on Saturday.
We'll try to squeeze in a few other things, will you?
What else would you like me to squeeze
just
in?
Just kidding. No. Gosh, thank you so much for your efforts, Ken.
No problem.
And I know you've got, you know, that's one thing. Going to the meetings, that's one thing. Writing the story is another thing. Talking about it on the air is another thing. But you come back from meetings with minutes and minutes of audio, so you got to go through that and edit that and cut that up. So I know that's one thing you'll be doing. And
I've got three big things to get through audio right now that I've got to get through before I go to a meeting today, if I can.
Pretty quick. All right. Well, I'll let you at it then, Ken, and thank you as always.
All right, no problem.
And a reminder, coming up this Saturday is the Frankfort Community Public Library's third annual Women's Expo. When Susie Blackmore was here in the studio yesterday, she said it's not just for women. Men can come, too, so we're trying to get that word out. 10 to 4, they'll be having fun all day. Exhibits, vendors open, raffle drawing at 3:45, WILO-TV with a live telecast, live and archive with Holocaust survivor and forgiveness advocate Eva Kaur speaking in the theater at 1 p.m. Bill Gant, our very own, will be down there with WILO-TV for that telecast. Special thanks to Center Township Trustee's Office for that sponsorship, and a special thanks to the Center Township Trustee's Office for my remote that morning. I'll be down there. So, like they said, men are invited too. So Mike Downey and myself will be down there at the Women's Expo Saturday morning, kind of the pre-roll to the show, 9 to 11 for our live remote this Saturday right here on WILO. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. More Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Don't forget the replay at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great day. From WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.